This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The beautiful sounds of Nehwo Dube. This one is called Indawe Nhle on MUT Radio. And she's joining us live in studio today to speak about her music and her award. Obviously, definitely, we have to speak about that one. Nehwo, thank you so much for joining us on MUT
Radio.
Thank
you so much for having me. Good morning. Bingelele, oh my God, girl. Bonkabalaleli. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you guys so much for having me on MUT Radio.
It's such an honor to have you.
It's such an honor to be here.
Thank you, man. Listen, we speak about Nehwo. I'm proud to say you are from Umlaas.
Exactly.
Because of what you've achieved. We're going to speak more about it. But from Umlaas, which part of Umlaas?
Gasi.
Gasi?
Mpumalanga.
Rank?
La. Gasi. Goten.
Okay.
Yes. Nice. I'm originally from here at C-section. Goten.
Tell us about Lengani Ncane, ekhulile kasi elokushini, eNebo, eNehwo. Ukhulile kanjani? How is it like?
I come from what people would call a broken family. By that, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're from like a, you know, the worst background, but you're not from like your consecutive family structure. So ngiphuma ekhaya elino mama no baba. My parents were never married. They married to different people. So nginganyaka gogo, nginganyaka umalume.
Yes.
Ngakho ngibiza uDube. Sibonga sababa umncube basically.
Okay.
But ke ngibiza uDube. Yes.
Ncube. So, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. I know. So I grew up here, went to school at Simlaas, and then I furthered my studies in Model C or multiracial schools, and then I came back for high school ngafunda Comtech, ngifunda la.
Oh, just yes. Yeah, our neighbors.
Yes, ngifunda la na nje. And then right after, not right after, a few years later, I think at 25, and then I went to varsity. I went to AFDA, which is a film school. So that's where I got my qualification for motion picture medium. So I'm a professional director and film producer.
You've got a BA.
Yes.
And motion picture medium, yes.
At AFDA. Yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you so
much. You're amazing, man. And umculo, where does this journey start your mculo, and where did you start this whole thing of music?
It actually starts at Comtech, yes, funny enough.
Okay.
I didn't join a choir or anything like that, but I used to do jazz gigs with my high school teacher. There was a high school teacher who did music. Even though it was a technical high school, you could also do like extra murals, not for marks, you would just know, for fun, yes. So I started the journey with my high school teacher, Mr. Kolani Hlongwa. Who still, I think he still teaches a Comtech. Yes. So, yes, that's where it all started. And then after that, I went to Idols, season 15, if I'm not mistaken. And then I released my album before Idols, actually.
Wow.
So I released an album, and then I joined Idols. And then after that, I went to school. And then after school, went to Spain for 1 full year. And I came back last year, July.
Wow.
Yes.
And which means this thing, your music has always been your purpose, because I love what you wrote there in your bio. You said, I love spreading love and positivity through song.
100%.
My music is all about that, making someone happy.
Truly.
So why music, of all the things that you could have done, music in general?
This might sound a bit too cliche, but I didn't choose it. It chose me.
Okay.
Genuinely speaking, because I feel like I have tried so hard to, you know, go through other avenues of impilo, and I still find myself in one position, which is umculo. Yes, I do other things like filmmaking, PR, marketing, but music is always just drawing me back.
Wow.
So, yes.
It's definitely your calling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And the type of music that you do, or we end some playlists that at Comtech. So, what type of music was it?
So it was jazz.
It was jazz.
Yes.
Do you have any like someone or Mugela Gena from jazz that might have drawn that attention, Gwen?
So I do have a background again because of my foundation, which was a Comtech.
Okay.
Utisham would make me listen to or Era Fitzgerald or Sarah Vaughan, which are legendary, iconic women. Who do traditional jazz. So that was like my base, my foundation.
And then you just continue with jazz.
And then, well, afterwards, after high school, I started backing artists at gospel.
Okay.
It was me, Snazzy. I don't know if you know Snazzy.
Snazzy,
one of
yes.
my best friends, Nosamge, who's now in Joyous. Yes. Mm. So I backed my artist, gospel artist for a long time. And then I decided to go solo.
Oh, when?
2016.
Yeah. You mentioned your album before joining Idols. Mm. Tell us about that album. What was the name and what was it all about? Was it a jazz album?
No, it was an Afro-Soul-y, you know, kind. It was titled Usengo Ami, which is one of my songs. And again, it was just first of all, it was an exploration of me, you know, my craft and me trying to see if I can actually get myself out there, you know, without having help from any other or any major label in some sort of way.
Mm.
And sometimes you can't really wait to be recognized. You need to actually start creating platforms for yourself. And that's exactly what I was trying to do.
And you know what? You pursue what you love and you always 100%. Go for it.
Yes.
Because Idols. Tell us about that. How was that?
It was okay. It wasn't a space for me or the environment that I would necessarily say is for me because, again, I'm not your typical commercial artist.
Okay.
So I will not conform to standards of, I don't know how to put it without sounding weird, but I think had Idols been a space for all types of genres and not only pop, it would have been easier. Do you get what I mean? But it was nice. It was a beautiful experience.
And how far did you get?
I got to top 32.
Beautiful.
Got to top 32.
Out of all South Africans who entered.
Yeah.
No, man. Beautiful. You know what, Inewo? I love having you here. We're going to go to your song again. Shortly, beautiful. And then I want us to start speaking about now in the way and Lilega to see Gala and the fact that Yona that got you Ugutuziel up on stage this past weekend, which was beautiful. So Kulumanga Loko or Oxazulandela. But for now, let's go to this side. When we come back, we're definitely taking Unewo Dube on MUT Radio. She's joining us live in studio to speak about music kwake and all things Zoom music quack, and she said, we are turning to look cool. And in effect, music chose her. Beautiful, I love it on MUT Radio. But for now, let's go to this side. When we come back, definitely continuing with Unewo Dube.
Shape and own the future. This is MUT Radio live across the globe on mut.ac.za/MUT-radio. You're listening to MUT Radio.
Are you a student or a young professional interested in intellectual property and transfer of technology? Join the WIPO South Africa Summer School and gain deeper knowledge from experts in the field. This unique program combines lectures, case studies, and group discussions to give you a comprehensive understanding of IP and its applications. Don't miss out on this opportunity to network with like-minded individuals and take your career to the next level. Letter of motivation of approximately 300 words. Applications are now opened and will close on May the 16th, 2025. For more information, contact the course administrator at summerschool.southafrica@wipo.int or visit the MET website. MET Radio, shape and own the future.
You're listening to MET Radio. Shape and own your future. You're listening to MET Radio. Shape and own your future.
It's a Sunday, last time. It's
This one is called Impilo Yami on MUT Radio. Exactly 27 minutes before 10. Welcome to Ivukuba Ngene Breakfast Show. It's definitely the only way to start your day. We have her in studio, Newa Dube. She's sharing a music journey and everything I get in Zayo. She's doing quite a lot, eh? Musa Shela Noguti, Mewenza in Spain. You said you were in Spain, right?
Yes.
A whole year was in Spain.
Yes.
Impilo Yami, this song, what's inspired this song?
Genuinely, Bandranga is losing Gomatandana at that time.
Okay.
But I think it's so important. Representation is very much important, but also witnessing a beautiful love is something that, you know, I've been privileged to see. Not necessarily from, not from home really, but from my surroundings, you see. And again, I love spreading positivity and love through song. So because of the experiences I see and the things I see from the outside, I'm like, okay, no, I can write something beautiful out of this. So that's exactly
so what. You write your own music?
I write my own music, yes.
Wow. Beautiful. Hey,
thank you so much.
Newa. And then Spain?
Oh, yeah. I went to Spain for a year. I was performing across islands, which was the Canary Islands, Fuerteventura and Lanzarote. So I would perform Guma resorts every night doing Ladies of Soul. So I'll do your Tina Turner, your Donna Summer, the Supremes, Whitney Houston, and
Wow. For a whole year?
For one full year, from July 2023 to July 2024.
Damn. Mm-hmm. And I heard you also working with Imambazo and The Legacy.
Yes. I work for Sold Out Media, which is a company that does management. So, yep.
Oh, wow. And now let's come back to this hour. Can I hold it?
Sure. Sure.
I'm currently holding Le Hour de Sindai, Metro FM Award. tell us about this. Go to a Metro FM Award, Best New Artist. So you were nominated for Best New Artist.
Yes.
Firstly, nomination, when you heard of a nomination, how was that for you?
It was very surreal, Shem, because I didn't expect it. I had just released the song, maybe a couple of weeks. And then I entered on the last day. I just entered just in Jayabo. And to my surprise, I got a nomination. I was like, what? Yeah.
Wow. And you actually won.
And this is my very first ever ever nomination, and I brought it home. So.
Imagine your first ever nomination as from a Metro FM Awards. That is huge, Newo. How was it like on Saturday, on that stage?
It was nerve-wracking, I'm not going to lie. Like, I kept asking my friends, which part is supposed to be fun, Gandila, because it was just so stressful. And just so it was stressful. It was just a thing. It was hectic.
Beautiful. And here's the award, Sweet Holile, Best New Artist. Definitely next year, Club SCTJ, Song of the Year. You may never know.
Crossing fingers.
Beautiful.
Crossing fingers.
Now, your music is lovely.
Thank you so much.
It's amazing. It's beautiful. I love it. It's so chilled, man. You were saying, is it jazz? Jazz?
It's neo soul, Afro soul, jazz.
Afro soul, jazz. Oh, I love it, man. And what can we expect from you moving forward?
You guys can definitely expect more music, because I am working on, new music. I will take my time, though, in ensuring that it's perfect so that I don't give you guys something not good all in the name of releasing. So I'll just take my time and sharpen my skill and sharpen my craft and ensure that I give you guys something perfect.
Perfect. and from Ama... aspiring artist, upcoming artist out there, what can you say? Because I heard you mentioned that you started off at high school, went to being a backup artist for gospel artists like Habotu, Mim Kokstad, the likes of Tina Zungu. And what can you say to someone who's really looking into going to the music business? Because at the end of the day, it's the music business.
It is the music business. I'd say that, one, it's not for the faint-hearted. But this is not to say one, perfect yourself. Not yourself, because no one's perfect, but ensure your craft. Like, ensure that you produce quality, one. Two, ungalindele ukuthi it will be an overnight success. You don't nje, ungalindele it will be an overnight success. Give yourself time, give yourself grace, and it will definitely happen for you too.
We did not speak about this song. Ngifuna nje ukudlula kuyona real quick, Indawo Enhle.
What is
the song about?
So Indawo Enhle is self-explanatory. It's about a beautiful place. A beautiful place can be ngad. It can be a beautiful state of mind. It can be a beautiful umuntu, can be a home too. So it's just about ubuhle bento nombuhle bendawo, you know. Yeah.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much. I like the fact that yabona, I'm going to keep on saying this. You are putting Umlazi on the spot, and you are just doing amazing. We love the music, love the sound, man. And where can we get a hold of you on my social media platforms?
So I'm Newo Dube RSA everywhere. Newo Dube RSA on Facebook, Newo Dube, but everywhere else, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, it's Newo Dube RSA.
Song of the Year next year. Definitely. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. This is home. Wherever you release, you can come back and let's share your music, man.
Thank you so much.
Newo Dube, Indawo Enhle on MUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.